Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Tuesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Let's go a little bit further into this allegory of the vine and the vine dresser and the branches. We're in John chapter 15 and we're in verse 12. Follow along with me. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. Well, John chapter 15 continues in this text, and here Jesus lets us in on a number of insights. The first thing is this, is that he has finished his work as prophet. All that the Father had given him to reveal from the Word of God had been revealed. It had been done. It had been given. So he has finished his work of revelation. He is about to do his work of atonement, and then in his resurrection, he will do his work of intercession for us. And in the meantime, those whom he saved, he says, this is what I want you to do. I want you to love one another as I have loved you. Now, how should we love one another? Well, he said, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends, and you are my friends. Now, folks, we got to do some backfill here. We are his friends because he has graciously made us his friends. Up until then, we were his enemies. At the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Christ died for his enemies. We were at enmity against God, but God the Father loved us, and Jesus took us from enmity to his friends. And beyond friendship, he took us to redemption, and we're in the family of God. He did that through a vicarious, sacrificial, atoning death on the cross out of love for us. So how should we love one another? We lay down our life for each other. We don't use each other. We don't abuse each other. We don't count how much do people love us. What we do is love one another. Now, how do you know those who are Jesus' friends, those whom he's redeemed, those who he saved at the cross? Well, you know it in life because they love one another and they keep his word. He says, you're my friends if you do what I command you. Now, it's not your doing of his commandments that make you his friends. It's the doing of his commandments that evidence you are his friends. You're his friends because he loved you and he saved you at the cross and he redeemed you from your sins. And because he's redeemed you, you're no longer enemies. You're not even servants because he not only has made you part of his family, he has revealed to you. You don't reveal everything to the servants, you just give them directions. He's revealed to you who you are in Christ, what he has done for you, he's coming again for you, what you have in him. You're part of the family of God. You're more than servants. You are sons and daughters, as well as servants of the living God. Because he has made known to you what he has done to save you. He has made known all that the Father has given. He's made it all known to you so that you should go and bear fruit. Last thought. You didn't choose me, I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear much fruit, and that your fruit should remain. I know there was a time when you decided to follow Jesus, but you decided to follow Jesus because Jesus decided to track you down. He chose you, and then he worked in your heart so that you freely chose him. He changed your will and your wanter. He changed everything about you so that you would want him, and you chose him because he first chose you. And he brought you to himself by changing your heart so that you would want to have him. He took you from death into life so that you could choose him. And you would choose him. And you did choose him because he first chose you. Why did he do that? So that you will bear remaining, persevering, continuing fruit that glorifies him. And in that is your joy forever. Here's the last thing. My last commandment. Love one another. If you love me, love one another as I have loved you. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.